ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। So we have seen the 22nd mantra of second section of first chapter. So where Lord Yama talks about the benefit of this onyx, saying Dhiraha na shochati, wise person does not grieve. And who is the wise person? Who is the fearless minded brave person? Fearless minded wise person does not grieve by knowing the Atma. And which is Atma that we have seen? Anavastheshu shadireshu avasthitam ashariram mahantam vibhum atmanam matva. That four words describing the Atma. So having discovered, having understood the Atma, the person becomes free from sorrow. So here we have to see the last part of the Bhashyam. Atma shabdaha. So why the word Atma is used here specifically? Atma Shabdaha. We already understood. Swataha Ananyatva Pradarshanartham. Atma Grahanam. Atma Grahanam means, Grahanam means taking this word Atma. Upanishad has taken this word Atma. Atma Grahanam. The use of this word, this expression Atma, is mainly for showing Pradarshanartham, for showing clearly that Atma is none other than one's own self. Atma is not something which is other than oneself. Atma is one's own self. Let's see next sentence now. Atma Shabdaha Pratyagatma Vishayaha Eva Mukhyaha. Mukhyaha pratyagatma vishayaha eva atma shabdaha. So mukhyaha means the main atma, the word atma, atma shabdaha means the word atma is pratyagatma vishayaha eva. Mukhyaha pratyagatma vishayaha. So pratyagatma means what? Atma is the word implying the very content of I. Pratyagatma means the all-pervasive reality is implied by the term Atma, means the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence is implied by the term Atma. Obtaining as the innermost essence means what? Obtaining as the innermost essence means the actual substance of the substantive I, which means the word Atma does not refer to any of the objects. The word Atma refers to the word Atma implies only the abstract formless reality. Abstract formless reality arrived at as the swarupam of the knower. When you say I, the knower, am distinct from the known, when we say, we are shifting the I sense from the knower, from the known, or even the body, mind, sense complex, when the idea knower is distinguished from the known, the knower cannot refer to anything other than the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing. This abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is arrived at as the swarupa of the knower alone, is said to be the innermost essence. And that innermost essence is meant by this word Atma. That is the main meaning of the word Atma. Atma Shabda Pratyagatma Vishayaha. Pratyagatma Vishayaha means the content of the Pratyagatma. Content of the Pratyagatma means the innermost essence of the individual, arrived at as the very arrived at the swarupa of the knower I. This is the many meaning. Mukhyaha. Pratyagatma Vishayaha Eva Mukhyaha. This is the main meaning of the word Atma, which is nothing but Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma Vishayaha means the content of the Pratyagatma is the content of the knower, content of the I, substance of the substantive I is the Pratyagatma Vishayaha. This is the Mukhyaha. This is the main meaning of the word Atma. Which means Atma does not refer to anything other than the abstract formless reality. Okay. Tam idrusham atmanam matva. Tam idrusham atmanam matva means having known, having understood the self which is of this nature. Idrusham means this sort of. Idrusham atmanam matva, having understood, having known, having arrived at, having discovered Atma which is of this nature, which is obtaining as the innermost essence, which is formless, which is abstract, and which is of the nature of knowing. That word idrusha, idrusha means this sort. This sort means which sort? The Atma which is of the nature of knowing, which is formless, it's abstract, and it's arrived at as the swarupam of the knower. Idrusham atmanam matva, having understood Atma of this nature, I am aham iti means what? This abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is arrived at as a rupa of the knower, is none other than myself, aham. I am means this. And I am means what? This formless, abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is arrived at as the swarupam of the knower, is none other than the meaning of the word I am. I am aham. This nearest reality is myself, aham iti. Dhiraha. Dhiraha means what? Dhiman. What it means is having taken ownership of or having claimed this formless reality consciousness as I. Dhiraha, this wise person, dhiman, dhiraha means dhiman, dhiman, dhihi means wisdom, man means one who has the wisdom. Therefore, dhiman means the wise person, na shochati, does not grieve, nahi, evam vidasya atmavidaha, shoka upapattihi. So, evam vidhasya atmavidaha. Atmavidaha means for the person of self-knowledge. Atmavit means knower of the self. Atmavidaha, for the knower of the self of this type. Evam vidaha means a person of this type. Evam vidhasya, for a person of this type, who has the knowledge of the self, for him, shoka upapattihi na, it is not possible. It is not possible to have grief. So grief is not tenable. Grief is not possible for wise person, the knower of the self of this type. Knower the self of this type means what? Evam vidhasya atmavidaha. For the knower of the self, for a person who is of this type, who is the knower of the self, for him, na shokasya upapattihi. There's no possibility of grief. There's no tenability of grief. Means what? There cannot be grief. Why? When he claims the this abstract formless reality as I, how can he say he has grief? Because that formless reality is pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge. The pure consciousness is the reality because of the presence of which the experience of grief is possible, experience of pleasure is possible, any experience itself is possible. So every experience, any experience of pain or pleasure, success or failure, any experience is the Atma. Every experience is Atma. Every experience is this abstract reality, consciousness. Every experience is knowledge. Whereas consciousness is not experience, and consciousness is not object of experience. Experience is Atma. Experienced object is Atma. Experiencer is also Atma. But Atma is free from this Triputi Bheda. Atma is not the experiencer. Atma is not the knower, because knowing is not an action. Experiencing is not an action. It's the very nature, Swarupam. And Atma is not the experience, because experience is a state of mind which comes and goes. As Atma is the truth of the experience, because of whose presence experience itself is possible. And Atma is not the experienced object also, because Atma is an object of knowledge. Atma is the truth of the experienced object, without whose presence the experienced object cannot have status of being an experienced object. Therefore, Atma implies the abstract formless reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, arrived as a Swarupam of the knower, otherwise said to be Pratyagatma, or content of the I, is Pratyagatma Vishayaha. Okay. With this mantra is over. The 23rd mantra. Okay. If Atma Jnanam is such that it is the only means of seeing one's own self being already free from sorrow. A person does not become free from sorrow. He sees the self being already free from sorrow. Just recognizing the nature of the self, they were seeing the fact of the self being, the content of I being ever free from sorrow, is in fact becoming free from sorrow. Therefore, in order to arrive at that Atma, abstract formless reality, and taking ownership of that abstract formless reality consciousness as the content of I, thereby becoming objective towards one's own mind, the body, mind, and complex, involves certain mental preparation. involves certain preparedness. That is discussed in this mantra. Who is the person who is eligible? Who is the person for whom Atma is, the knowledge of the Atma is attainable? Discussed in this verse here. So we can understand, first of all, the person should know who should have Purusharthan is Cheha. One must have Purusharthan is Cheha. Without Purusharthan is Cheha, it is impossible for one to know the value of the Jnanam. Without having the Purusharthan, without knowing the value of the Jnanam, one cannot become committed to the pursuit of the Jnanam. So with the Purusharthan is Cheha, when a person knows the value of the Jnanam, even if he becomes committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, and he must accept Shastram as the Pramanam. And he must listen to the unfoldment of the Shastram, object matter of the Shastram, with the help of the competent teacher with the great tremendous patience. And if a person also has this adequate mental preparedness, then when he is exposed to the Shastram, the means of knowledge called Shastram, in the form of listening to the unfoldment of the teaching, in due course of time, it will result in resolving the ignorance. Again, which is this listening to the teaching is called Shravanam. Again, the person should make further efforts to resolve the doubts by reflecting upon the teaching. Even then, after resolving the doubts in his understanding also, the person should continue to be dwelling upon the same clearly understood teaching, that it should become assimilated, that it should help him resolve even the habit-caused errors. Only then we can say the person's knowledge is firm. Therefore, that is said here. Let us see in this, what are all the disciplines emphasized by the Upanishad in this following mantra. So Shankaracharya says, Yadyapi durvigneyaha ayam atma. Hope you're all with me. All with me? Okay. Yadyapi durvigneyaha ayam atma. Tathapi upayena suvigneyaha eva. Yadyapi durvigneyaha ayam atma, tathapi upayena suvigneyaha eva iti aha. Mantra states that yadyapi, even though ayam atma, this all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self, cannot be understood easily, is not easily comprehensible. Yadyapi durvigneyaha ayam atma, this atma, even though this atma is not easily comprehensible, cannot be understood easily. Tathapi, which means even though the Atma is comprehensible only with the difficulty, still, upayena suvigneyaha eva, still the Atma is easily comprehensible only, upayena. Upayana means what now? Upayaha means appropriate means. Upayana by making use of the appropriate means. through appropriate means, Atma can be comprehended easily. Atma is easily comprehensible. So Atma, which is comprehensible with difficulty, becomes easily comprehensible if we follow the appropriate method, appropriate means. So what is the upayaha? What is the means? Upayaha means what is the means by following which the Atma, which is comprehensible with the difficulty, becomes easily comprehensible. Let us see here the mantra. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyaha. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyaha. Na medhaya na bahuna shrutena. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyaha. Na medhaya na bahuna shrutena. Yamevaisha vrunute tena labhyaha. Yamevaisha vrunute tena labhyaha. Tasyesha atma vivrunute tanum swam. Tasyesha atma vivrunute tanum swam. Na ayam atma pravachanena labhyaha. Put it correctly. Ayam atma pravachanena na labhyaha. See, labhyaha means attainable. It's a potential passive participle. So can be attained or attainable. Ayam atma, this atma, na labhyaha, is not attainable through what? Pravachanena. See, pravachanam here means, pravachanam literally means speech. Lecture is called pravachanam. Speech is called pravachanam. Na pravachanena means, pravachanam here means the Veda adhyayanam. Veda adhyayana means learning to chant, recite the mantras and thereby memorizing the mantras. Learning to chant, learning to recite the mantras, thereby reciting, learning to recite and memorizing the mantras is called Veda Adhyayanam. The pravachanam here means the knowledge of reciting the mantras, how the mantra should be recited properly, the intonations. Now you know how you chant Atharva Shirsha Upanishad, Armida Suktam, Durga Suktam. You know how the swaras have to be followed. And then learning to chant the mantras properly, the proper intonations, etc. And memorizing the mantras is called Veda Adhyayanam. Veda Adhyayanam is the meaning of the pravachanam here. So merely learning to chant the mantras, recite the mantras, and merely mechanically memorizing the mantras, even though it's an important discipline, still that mere pravachanam itself, atma, cannot be attained. Therefore, ayam atma pravachanena na labhyaha means, so Veda adhyayanena atma na labhyaha. Atma is not attainable through mere chanting of the Veda mantras. Okay. Na medhaya. Na medhaya. Ayam atma medhaya na labdaha. So medha means the capacity to understand and retain. The grahana shaktihi, dharana shaktihi. Grahana dharana shaktihi. Listen to the words, understand the words correctly, and retain those words in your memory, not forgetting those words. So medhaya, not even through medhaya is the third case of medha. So not even through retaining the mantras in one's memory. So atma is not attainable through the retaining of the mantras in one's memory. Then, na bahuna shrutena. Okay. Bahushravana means, bahushruta means, listening to the mantras many times. Na bahuna shrutena. So atma is not attainable even through listening, even through the mere listening many times or repeated listening. Atma is attainable even through repeated listening. So repeated listening or memorizing mantras and a learned to chant the mantras will not help a person discover the Atma. Okay. Na bahuna shrutena. But he says, labhyaha. But Atma is attainable. Tena eva. Only by that person. Atma is attainable only by that person. Only by that person. Yam yeshaha vrunate. Whom this person chooses, whom Atma chooses. Atma chooses means what? The person who wants to know the Atma is Atma. The one who is searching for the Atma is Atma only. Therefore, Yam Yeshaha Vrnate. So, whomever this Atma chooses, Yam Yeshaha Atma Vivrunate. Only to him, this Atma reveals Swam Tanum. Whomever the Atma chooses, so Atma reveals his Swarupam only to that person. Swam Tanum. I told you Tanum literally means body, but it means Swarupam. Atma reveals its Swarupam only to that person whom Atma chooses. Tasya is the meaning, literal meaning of the mantra, which you have already seen. So what does the Bhasham say? Let us read here. Na ayamatma pravachanena. Na ayamatma pravachanena. Pravachana means what? Aneka veda svikaranena. Aneka veda svikaranena. Veda svikaranam means repeatedly. Aneka means many. And Veda Svikarana means repeatedly learning to chant the mantras. Aneka Veda Svikaranena. So Pravachanena is equal to Aneka Veda Svikaranena. Na Ayamatma Labhyaha. Labhyaha means Jnayaha. This Atma cannot be attained. Atma is not attainable. Through means Atma cannot be known. Atma cannot be known through mere repeated recitation or chanting of the Veda mantras. Na api medhaya. Na api medhaya means granthartha dharana shaktya. Granthartha dharana shaktya. Granthasya artha granthartha. Dharana shaktya. Not even to the capacity to retain the meaning of the text. Not even through the capacity to retaining the meaning of the text. It's not only mere recitation, even if a person has the capacity to retain the meaning of the text in one's memory, even then Atma cannot be known. One may have the capacity to retain the meaning of the text. So here, Granthartha Dharana Shakti, Granthasya Arthasya Dharana Shaktihi, Dharanasya Shaktihi, the capacity to retain the meaning of the text, even a person has, still Atma cannot be attained, cannot be known. Atma is not comprehensible, attainable. Even a person has this capacity to retain the meaning of the text. Na bahuna shrutena kevalena. Na bahuna shrutena kevalena. Not even through the not even through repeated listening, not even through the mere repeated listening, Atma can be attained. Kena tarhi labhyaha. Tarhi, if Atma cannot be attained through the recitation of the mantras, Atma cannot be attained through the capacity to retain the meaning of the text, if Atma cannot be retained through merely listening, kena tarhi labhyaha, then through which or by whom Atma can be attained. Atma is attainable by whom or through which? That is the your question asked. And next, Shankaracharya says, Yam eva. So yam eva means what? Whom? Yam eva means what? Swa atmanam. Yeshaha sadhakaha vrunate. Yameva means yam means swam swa atmanam. Yeshaha sadhakaha vrunate. So here the sadhakaha means the one who wants to have the vision of the Atma. The person who is aspiring for jnanam is sadhakaha. The seeker of the vision of the Atma, the person who is a spiritual aspirant, who is desperate to have the vision of the Atma, is sadhakaha. This sadhakaha, Esha sadhakaha, swa atmanam vrunite. The person chooses this one's own self as his ultimate goal. The person, the seeker of the Atma, chooses the Atma, one's own self. Because the seeker of the Atma is Atma only. The aspirant, the spiritual aspirant is aspiring for one's own self only, one's own nature only. Therefore, yam eva means swa atmanam eshaha sadhakaha vrunate. So this spiritual aspirant for whom the discovering Atma is the ultimate, thereby who is dependent only on the Atma jnanam for his happiness and security, for whom having the vision of the Atma is the ultimate priority, there be one who chooses this, the seeker who chooses this Atma, his own self, as his ultimate goal. For such a person, Vrunute. So Vrunute means what? Prarthayate. Yameva eshaha Vrunute means the Atma whom this spiritual aspirant chooses as his ultimate goal. So prarthayate. Prarthayate means requests, prays. Tena eva, only by such a person, the person who chooses Atma as his ultimate goal, his own self as the ultimate goal, tena eva, only for by such a person, tena eva Atmana Varitra. Tena eva Atmana Varitra means, see, Varitru Shabdaha. Yaha Vnoti Saha Varitru. Yaha Vnoti Saha Varitru. Varitru Rikarantaha Pullingaha Varitru Shabdaha. Varitru means chooser. Tena eva Atmana Varitra. Only by that chooser, the spiritual aspirant who is the chooser of Atma as his only source of happiness. The seeker, the chooser of Atma as the only source of happiness, as the only ultimate goal. The seeker of the Atma, the one who chooses the Atma as his priority, only by such a person, Tenaiva Atmana Varitra, Swayam Atma Labhyaha. Atma is attained. Atma is attained through knowledge. Attained in terms of knowledge. Varitra Swayam. Only by the chooser, the Atma is attainable. Alabhyaha means what? Attainable does not mean attainment of the Atma, attainment of the knowledge of the Atma. Therefore, jnayate, Atma is attained means Atma is known. Atma becomes the known. Evam ityetat. Evam ityetat means this is what is conveyed here. So what it means is the seeker of the Atma is non-separate from the Atma. Therefore, this seeker who is another Atma, whomever, if he chooses Atma, his own Sorupam, his own self as the only source of happiness, thereby he commits himself to the pursuit of the knowledge as his ultimate priority. For such a person alone, Atma is knowable. Only by such a person, Atma is attained. Atma is known. This is the meaning. So what is meant here is, what actually the Shankar Bhagavatpada says in this context is, it is very natural for any human being to have many desires for many things in the world. But if a person knows the value of jnanam, but the purushartha nischeha, he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam, and anything and everything he does must be for ultimately attaining the jnanam. When his focus is always on jnanam only. When the jnanam becomes his priority in life, then when a person knows the limitations of everything, he knows the value of jnanam. When the jnanam becomes his priority, and all if everything else becomes secondary for him, such a person is said to be the one who, the spiritual aspirant, who has chosen Atma as his ultimate priority. For him, Atma becomes attainable. For him, Atma is attainable in terms of knowledge. That's the meaning. Again, what is implied is, as long as person has craving for other things in the world, you know, I want happiness, I want moksha, I know jnanam is the only means of attaining moksha, I want jnanam, but still I have not it. I cannot give up everything there soon. Still, there's craving for other things in the world. Which means the person's desire for moksha is not very strong. I want moksha. I know what moksha is. I know moksha means implies happiness. I want, of course, I want happiness. I want moksha. At the same time, I know the value of jnanam. Without jnanam, there's no way of discovering the happiness. Therefore, jnanam is important. In spite of knowing what one's purushartha is, in spite of knowing moksha being the ultimate goal, choiceless end, in spite of knowing knowledge of the self being the only means of accomplishing goal called moksha, in spite of knowing all that, still people may have maybe attached to other things, people still have the lingering desire for objects. Therefore, it is said, it is Atma had attainable for such people. The one who knows the limitations of everything, the one who has become dispassionate towards everything, and one for whom knowledge is the ultimate priority, only priority. Only for such a person who chooses the Atma as the only source of his happiness, gives his priority, only for him Atma becomes revealed. Okay. Now, next sentence, Nishkamasya. Nishkamasya. Atmanameva prarthayate. Atmana eva atma labhyate ityartaha. Atmana eva atma labhyate. Nishkamasya eva atmanam. Nishkamasya atmanameva prarthayate. Atmana eva atma labhyate. Atmana eva atma labhyate. So here, nishkamasya eva atma labhyate. Only for a person of total dispassion, only for a person of dispassion towards everything else in the world, thereby the person who is, for whom Atma is the ultimate, only for such a person, Nishkamasya, Atmanameva prarthayataha. Atmanameva prarthayataha. Atmanameva prarthayataha nishkamasya eva atma labhyate. Atma is attainable only for such a person who is aspiring only for Atma, only for Atma, and one who is dispassionate. Atma is attainable for a highly dispassionate person who is aspiring only for Atma. Atma is attainable for a dispassionate person who is aspiring only for Atma. Atmanameva prarthayataha nishkamasya eva atmana atma labhyate. See, here, atmanaha, for a person, prarthayataha, who is praying for, nishkamasya, who is dispassionate, and atman, who is praying for only atma, who is aspiring only for atma. Only for him, Atma becomes attainable. Atma is attainable. Katham labhyate ityuchyate. How is Atma attained? That is said, tasya atma kamasya yeshaha atma. விவருணுதே. தஸ்ய ஆத்மகாமஸ ஏஷகா ஆத்மா விவருணுதே. விவருணுதே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிரகாஷயதி. ஆத்மா ரிவீல்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ஸ்வரூபம் ஒன்லி டு தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஒன்லி ஃபார் ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா ரிவீல்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ஸ்வரூபம் டு த பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஒன்லி ஃபார் த விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்மகாமஹா, ஹீ இஸ் நாட் அர்த்தகாமஹா, நாட் தர்மகாமஹா, நாட் காமகாமஹா, ஹீ இஸ் மோக்ஷகாமஹா, ஆத்மகாமஹா. ஆத்மா ரிவீல்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ஸ்வரூபம் ஒன்லி டு தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஒன்லி ஃபார் தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்மகாமஸ்ய ஏஷகா ஆத்மா விவருணுதே பிரகாஷயதி. ஆத்மா ரிவீல்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ஸ்வரூபம் ஒன்லி டு தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஒன்லி ஃபார் ஆத்மா. ஸோ கீதிருஷியம் பாரமார்த்திகீம் தனூம் ஸ்வாம் பிரகாஷயதி. ஆத்மா பிரகாஷயதி, ஆத்மா ரிவீல்ஸ், ரிவீல்ஸ் வாட்? ஸ்வாம் தனூம். ஆத்மா ரிவீல்ஸ் சோன் ஸ்வரூபம், எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர், அண்ட் விச் இஸ் தி அப்சல்யூட். பாரமார்த்திகீம் ஸ்வாம் தனும். ஆத்மா ரிவீல்ஸ் இட்ஸ் அப்சல்யூட் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் தஸ்ய ஆத்மகாமஸ்ய ஏவ ஆத்மா விவருணுதே. விவருணுதே மீன்ஸ் பிரகாஷயதி. பாரமார்த்திகீம் தனூம் ஸ்வாம் பிரகாஷயதி. ஆத்மா பாரமார்த்திகீம் ஸ்வாம் தனூம் பிரகாஷயதி. ஆத்மா ரிவீல்ஸ் இட்ஸ் அப்சல்யூட் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர். ஸ்வகியாம், ஸ்வகியா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஸ்வீய ஸ்வயாதாத்மியம். ஸ்வகியாம் ஸ்வாம் தனூன் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்வகியாம் இட்ஸ் ஓன். ஸ்வயாதாத்மியம், யாதாத்மியம் மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி ஆஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ். ஸ்வயாதாத்மியம் மீன்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் as exactly it is. So Atma reveals its own essential nature exactly as it is to the person who is aspiring for Jnanam only. Swayathatvyam. Yathatvyam also means essential nature. இத்தியர்த்தா, திஸ் தி மீனிங், விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹீட் இஸ் செட் ஹியர். வித்தவுட் ஹேவிங் விவேக, வித்தவுட் தி விவேக ஜானம், வித்தவுட் தி விவேக, வித்தவுட் தி டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் வாட் இஸ் பெர்மனன்ட் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் இம்பெர்மனன்ட், இட் இஸ் இம்பாசிபிள் ஃபார் ஒன் டு ஹாவ் டிஸ்பேஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் டைம் பவுண்ட் எண்ட்ஸ். Unless and until a person discovers dispassion towards everything time bound, thereby if a person becomes totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, having atma as one's priority, atma as one's ultimate goal, then only for such a person atma reveals its essential nature. This is the meaning of the word. What is the important qualification here? Dispassion towards everything else, which means the only passion must be for jnanam. Only for such a person atma reveals its essential nature. Okay, with this this meaning is over. Because all these disciplines are emphasized in the Shastram. One must do the chanting of the mantras, and one must understand the meaning, one must retain the meaning in the mind. These are all disciplines. But all these disciplines will serve their purpose only if a person has firm purushartha nischaya, a person has dispassion towards other things and has passion only for jnanam. Then he cannot miss the vision. Such a person, Atma, definitely reveals his sarupam to the person. Is it clear? Are you following me? Sleepy? Okay. Nayamatma pravachanena. Okay, we have seen all that. Mantra, we finished it now. Mantra number 24. Okay. So, again, the same thing is, emphasis is for purushartha nischaya. Emphasis is on the commitment, total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. The total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam means being dispassionate towards everything else and having the only passion, for jnanam. That is said to be the important qualification. So same, again, this mantra also repeats the same thing. Ching kin chanyate, kin chanyate, kincha anyate. Kincha, moreover, anyate. That is, na virato duscharitan, na shanto, na samahitaha, na virato duscharitan, na shanto, na samahitaha, na shantamanaso vapi, prajnane nainam apnyat. So here, na virato duscharitan, na shanto, na samahitaha, na shantamanaso vapi, prajnane nainam apnuyat. So here, one must be dispassionate. One must be totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Then Atma will reveal the swarupam to the person. That is the meaning emphasized. What has been said again already is repeated in this mantra. Let us see here. Na avirataha duscharitat. Na virato, break it, na avirataha, duscharitat, na ashantaha, nava ashanta manasaha, na api samahitaha. Enam apnyat prajnanena. What does it mean? Let me make it very clear. Na apnyat. Apnyat means apnyat will attain. Actually, should attain. Literally, it means should attain or may attain, can attain. It's a vidhiling. Apnyat. One should attain. But if you take it as one can attain. Apnyat. Whom? Come apnyat. Attain whom? Attain this Atma. Attaining this Atma means understanding this nearest self. Attaining Atma means understanding the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the nearest self. Prajnanena means through knowledge. So attainment of knowledge attainment of Atma through knowledge means what? You can never attain Atma physically. Attainment of Atma is only in terms of knowledge, only through knowledge. So prajnanena enam apnyat. One can attain this all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self through knowledge. One can attain the all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self through knowledge. Means one can have the knowledge of the Atma. Who can have the knowledge of the Atma? Who can attain Atma through knowledge? He says, Kaha prajnanena kaha apnyat yenam. He says, Na avirataha duscharitat. Duscharitat avirataha. See, virataha means one who has withdrawn. One who has withdrawn is virataha. Avirataha means one who has not yet withdrawn. So the person who has not yet given up, withdrawn himself from the duscharitam. Duscharitam means improper behavior. Duscharitam means improper behavior. Improper behavior implies bad conduct, non-righteous conduct. Duscharitat avirataha. The person who has not yet withdrawn himself from his improper behavior, has not yet withdrawn himself from the bad conduct, na apriyat, does not attain Atma through knowledge. Then, ashantaha na apriyat. Ashantaha means, shantaha means tranquil minded. Ashantaha means restless minded. Shantaha, tranquil minded. Ashantaha, restless, agitated minded. And who is the restless, agitated minded? The indisciplined person. Indisciplined person means the person who does not have any mastery over his sense organs and mind. Must be a person who is highly passionate, therefore who has no mastery over his mind and sense organs, who is very indisciplined. Such a person who is mentally very disturbed, agitated, also does not attain Atma through knowledge. Ashantaha na apnyat. So here, ashanta manasaha. The two words, ashantaha itself means the person of disturbed mind, restless mind. But here, ashanta manasaha is also given. Ashanta manasaha means the person of restless mind. Restless mind. The restless minded person, agitated minded person is ashanta manasaha. So ashantaha, ashanta manasaha mean the same. But you can't use two words, cannot mean the same in this Upanishad. Therefore, ashantaha means the person who does not have, whose sense organs are not disciplined. Thereby, the person does not have any mastery over his sense organs, mind, sense organs. Ashanta manasa means the person who is disturbed, distracted, restless minded. The person of restless, agitated, disturbed mind, minded person. Ashanta manasaha, ashantaha, api na apnyat. Then samahita, na api samahitaha. Samahitaha means the person who has focused attention is samahitaha. Asamahitaha, na asamahitaha. So, ashantaha na apniyat, duscharitat aviratah na prapniyat, அசமாஹிதகன பிராப்னியாத், அசாந்தமானசகன பிராப்னியாத். த ஃபோர் பீப்புள் ஆர் மென்ஷன்ட் ஹியர். துஷ்டிரித்தாத் அவிரதஹா, தி பர்சன் ஹஸ் நாட் இட் வித்ட்ரான் ஹிம்செல் ஃப்ரம் இம்ப்ராப்பர் பிஹேவியர், நான் ரைட்டியஸ் கான்டக்ட், டஸ் நாட் கெனாட் அட்டைன் தி ஆத்மா த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ். அசாந்தகன ஆப்னியாத், தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் இன்டிசிப்ளின்ட், thereby one does not have any mastery over sense organs, organs of actions. Thus, such a person also cannot attain the Atma through knowledge. Na asamahitaha. Samahitaha means the person of focused attention is samahitaha. The person of focused attention is samahitaha. அசமாஹிதக மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட், ஒன் ஹூஸ் அட்டென்ஷன் இஸ் ஸ்கேட்டர்டு, டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட், ஒன் ஹூஸ் அட்டென்ஷன் இஸ் ஸ்கேட்டர்ட் அண்ட் டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட், ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் ஹவ் ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் இஸ் அசமாஹிதக. அசமாஹிதக ந ஆப்னியாத், தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட் அட்டென்ஷன், ஹூ டஸ் நாட் ஹவ் ஃபோக்கஸ் அட்டென்ஷன் ஆல்சோ, does not attain, cannot attain Atma through knowledge. Then na ashanta manasaha, the person of disturbed rest, the restless minded, the disturbed minded, restless minded person also that cannot attain Atma through knowledge. Okay, so the four people are mentioned here. All these people cannot attain Atma through knowledge. So what Shankaracharya says, which means one should have distraction free mind. Yep, one must have, a person must be shanta manasaha. Shanta manasaha means the tranquil minded person who has contemplative disposition, thereby who can be given to the discipline of nididhyasanam. Asamahitaha, the person who cannot even focus on anything, cannot even listen to the teaching properly, where is the question of understanding and retaining? Not possible. And then ashantaha, the person who has no mastery over his sense organs and organs of actions, will be repeatedly impelled by his restless mind, he'll be involved in some sort of activities or the other always. If a person still is not able to withdraw himself from improper behavior and he is not disciplined, such a person is not eligible to grasp a teaching. So it is said, prajnanena na apnyat, one does not attain the atmatru jnanam. Okay, let us see the bhashyam here. Na duscharitat. Duscharitat means what? Pratishiddhat. Duscharitam, what is duscharitam? What is improper behavior? What is non-righteous conduct? What is wrong conduct? What is bad conduct? What is wrong? What is bad conduct? What is improper conduct? What is improper behavior? Yes, duscharitam is equal to pratishiddha. Duscharitat means pratishiddhat. Pratishiddha means prohibited. The person who has not withdrawn himself from prohibited actions. A person who is still involved in prohibited actions is the one who is involved in non-right, who is not righteous person. So, Pratishiddhat means from prohibited actions. What is prohibited action? It is said, Shruti Smriti Vihitat. Shruti Smriti Vihitat. Papa Karmanaha. Pratishiddhat. Shruti Smriti Vihitat. Papa Karmanaha. Sorry. Shruti Smriti Avihitat. Pratishiddham means Avihitam. Pratishiddha is equal to Avihita. Pratishiddha Avihita means prohibited. So the person who has not yet withdrawn himself from the actions, the wrong actions, which are not prescribed by the Shastram and which are prohibited by Veda Shastram and Smriti, Shruti and Smriti. The person who has not withdrawn himself from wrong actions or sinful actions which are not prescribed or which are prohibited by the Shruti and the Smriti. Okay. So, Avirataha means what? Anuparataha. Anuparataha, the one who has not withdrawn. Na api indriya laulyat. Na api indriya laulyat. Indriya laulyam. Laulyam means addiction here. Indriya laulyat anuparataha. The person who is not laulyam also enjoyment. Involvement, enjoyment, laulyam. The person has not yet withdrawn himself from the enjoyment of sense pleasures. Ashantaha. Again, anuparataha. One who does not have dhammaha, one does not have mastery over his sense organs. Na api asamahitaha. The one who is not, who does not have focused attention. Asamahitaha means aneka agramana, aneka agramanaha. Sorry. See, agramanaha. Agramanaha means the one who has focused. Anekagramanaha means ekagramanaha, ekagramanaha, anekagramanaha. Ekagramanaha means the person of focused attention is ekagramanaha. The person of single-pointed, the person who has single-pointedness, single-pointed focus is said to be ekagramanaha. Anekagramanaha means the one whose attention is all over on many things. One whose attention is not single-pointed but multi-pointed. The one whose attention is not single-pointed attention but multi-pointed attention. One who is of distracted, scattered attention. The person of scattered attention also is said to be asamahitaha. For him also, Atma is unattainable through knowledge. Anekagra manaha. See, ekagram manaha means, ekagra manaha means the person whose focus is, attention is single pointed, he is said to be ekagra manaha. Anekagra manaha means, ekagra manaha, anekagra manaha means the person of multi-focused attention, highly distracted, scattered attention, anekagramanaha, means vikshipta chittaha. Vikshipta chittaha means one whose mind is all over thrown, one whose mind has been thrown all over. One whose mind has been thrown all over means one whose attention is placed on many things. The one whose attention is not available for focusing on Atma. So to be frank, distracted, scattered, the person of distracted, scattered attention, for him, Atma is not attainable through knowledge. Now we can understand why we are not able to understand the Atma. We are so distracted. Our attention is all over. How can you attain the Atma? We can understand now the problem, what problem we have. Isn't it very easy to understand the problem? Samahita chittaha pi, samahita chittopi, san. Even if a person has the focused attention, samahita chittaha api, even if a person is a person of focused attention, still samadhana palarthitvat, samadhana palarthitvat na api ashantamanasaha. Even if a person has focused attention, if he still has the craving for the result, the benefit of the having the focused attention. Even if a person has focused attention, if he still has the craving for the benefit of focused attention, being focused attention, then also ashantamanasaha, even then it's not possible for him to attain the jnanam. Ashantamanasaha means what? Vyaprita chittaha means the mind which is always preoccupied, the mind which is preoccupied mind, minded person. Vyapritam chittam yasya sa vyaprita chittaha. Vyaprita means preoccupied minded person. There are some people who are always preoccupied. Preoccupied minded person. Such a person. Prajnanena. Brahma vijnanena. Means through the knowledge of the self. Yenam prakritam atmanam apnyat. So this Atma which is being discussed now, the person does not attain this Atma which is being discussed at present through knowledge. Who? The people who do not have this, who are of this condition, who are of this nature. Yahatu yastu duscharitad virataha. Now he is giving, who can attain the jnanam? Yahatu duscharitad virataha. The person who has freed himself from, has withdrawn himself from all the sinful wrong actions prohibited by the Shastram, thereby who's withdrawn himself from improper behavior. Indriya laulyatcha, who has withdrawn himself from the enjoyment of sense pleasures. Withdrawn himself from the enjoyment of sense pleasures. I mean, craving for the enjoyment of sense pleasures. Samahita chittaha. Samahita chittaha. The person who has focused attention, samadhana paladapi upashanta manasaha. The person who is free from even the craving, desire for the benefit of having the focused attention. Upashanta manasaha. The person of tranquil, the tranquil mind, a tranquil minded person. Upashanta manasaha cha acharyavan. Acharya, very important, acharyavan. the person with all these qualifications who also has the competent teacher. Acharyavan means the one who has competent teacher to unfold subject matter. Such a person, prajnanena, through knowledge, yathoktam atmanam, the atma which has been unfolded above, prapnoti, person attains. Who attains the atma as unfolded above through knowledge? The person that is discussed here. One must definitely, one must make all possible efforts to withdraw oneself from all the prohibited sinful actions. And one must definitely, one must have grown out of the desire for enjoyment of sense pleasures. And one must have the focused attention. One must be free from even the desire for the benefit of being focused, having focused attention. And one must have that, one must be tranquil minded. Thereby, the disturbance-free minded, the mind one must have. And with all these qualifications, a person also must have the appropriate, they must have a competent teacher. Such a person alone attains Atma, which has been unfolded above, through knowledge. It's made very clear. Yahatu duscharitat virataha, indriya laulyat cha virataha, yahatu samahita chittaha, samadhana phaladapi. Paladapi upashanta manasaha acha acharyavan prajnanena yathoktam atmanam prapnoti ityarthaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Rabhyo Namaha. Hari Om.